Good evening. This is Archdeacon Steve West, the parish priest of St. Barnabas Parish in the Anglican Church in the Diocese of Trinidad and Tobago. I welcome you to reflection on this sixth Sunday of Easter, Year B. Our readings today, Acts of the Apostles, chapter 10, verses 44 to 48. Psalm 98, the first letter of John, chapter 5, verses 1 to 6, and the Gospel of John, chapter 15, verses 9 to 17. Let us pray. The Lord is here, and we will praise Him. The Lord is here, and we will worship Him. The Lord is here, and we will trust Him. The Lord is here, and we will honor Him. The Lord is here, and He has called us to give Him all the glory. Amen. His name is mighty, and He is the Lord. His name is Creator, and He makes all things new. His name is Sustainer, and He holds us in the palm of His hand. His name is Savior, and He died in our place. His name is Forgiveness, and He can be trusted to heal and to bless. His name is Holy, and He is the one that we have come to worship. His name means He is worthy to receive all we have and all we are, forever and ever. Amen. Lord, we know You by many names. You are called Creator, Sustainer, Savior, Friend, Master, King, and Sovereign Lord. Most of all, we know You are love. We have come to praise You for that love that holds everything and holds us. For that love that accepts us as we are, and enables us to become what You meant us to be. For that love that comes from above and empowers us to begin again. We pray that we will be so filled with Your Spirit that we may receive Your word of love. For Christ's sake. Amen. We have our hymn. Love Divine or Love Excelling, CPWI 451. We pray the collect for the sixth Sunday of Easter, followed by the Easter anthem and then our parish prayer. Let us pray. O God, you have so prepared for us, for those who love you, such good things as surpass our understanding. Pour into our hearts such love towards you, that we, loving you in all things and above all things, may obtain your promises, which exceed all that we can desire. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen. Christ, our Passover, has been sacrificed for us. So let us celebrate the feast, not with the unleavened of corruption and wickedness, but with the unleavened bread of sincerity and truth. Christ, once raised from the dead, dies no more. Death has no more dominion over him. In dying, he died to sin once for all. In living, he lives to God. See yourselves, therefore, as dead to sin and alive to God in Jesus Christ, our Lord. Christ has been raised from the dead, the first fruits of those who sleep. For as by man came death, by man has come also the resurrection of the dead. For as in Adam all die, even so in Christ shall all be made alive. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and shall be forever. Amen. Our parish prayer. Gracious God, you sent your only Son, Jesus, to be for us an example of godly living. Empower us by your Holy Spirit to treasure your creation, that we may be his faithful disciples in our time and place, making disciples of all nations, sharing his words with all who need to hear them, and helping our brothers and sisters to experience life in all its fullness, all to your honor and glory, through Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen. Our reflection today is entitled, No Longer Servants, But Friends. No longer servants, but friends. In the Gospel of John chapter 15, Jesus, as he is near to the time to leave his disciples, tries to help them to understand what their life would be like in him. He used the picture of the common vine. He describes himself as the true vine and identifies the disciples as the branches. He warns that those who abide in him will bear fruit. Those who do not abide in him will be cut off, gathered, and burnt. As the branches bear fruit, they will be pruned by the vine grower, his father, to enable them to become more fruitful. All of this takes place that the Father may be glorified. In today's Gospel from John 15, verses 9 to 17, Jesus points to the essence of his relationship with his Father, and he invites his disciples to share in that relationship. He states, "As the Father loved me, I also have loved you. Abide in my love." John chapter 15, verse 9. Love originates from the Father. Jesus is indeed the evidence of the Father's love, and he also loves us. He loves us with a depth of love that enables him to voluntarily give up his life that we might have life. He emphasizes this when he affirms, "No one has greater love than this, to lay down one's life for one's friends." Verse 13. Jesus spoke these words to his disciples as they gathered in the upper room after they shared the Last Supper. Jesus desires one thing for his disciples, that is, that they love one another. He requires that they love one another according to the measure and quality of his love for them. Jesus commands, "This is my commandment, that you love one another as I have loved you." Verse 12. Jesus continues to help his disciples to understand not only the extent of his love, but the transforming power of that love. He states, "I do not call you servants any longer, because the servant does not know what the master is doing. But I have called you friends, because I have made known to you everything that I have heard from my Father." Verse 15. The status of the disciples has been elevated from servants to friends. In the time of Jesus, a servant in the Roman household was responsible for a variety of tasks, from cooking, cleaning, to running errands and performing personal services for their masters. Some servants were slaves and therefore had no rights and could be sold at the will of their master. Some servants were free citizens who chose to work in someone's household. However, these servants were typically of low status and had few rights. In the relationship between a disciple and his rabbi, there was the relationship between teacher and student, a relationship that could hardly be considered as friendship. Jesus elevated the status of his disciples from servant, who do not know what their master is doing, to friends. Who is a friend? What is friendship? The concept of friendship is one of the central features of the Confessions by Saint Augustine. Saint Augustine believed that in this world, two things are essential: life and friendship. He defines friendship as a spiritual relationship between two people. It is based on love, leading each friend to work for the happiness of the other. St. Augustine states that his understanding of friendship evolved as he grew older and gained a deeper faith in Christ. He claimed that the basis of friendship changes as a person grows older. He points out that during adolescence, friendship exists solely for pleasure and taking advantage of the other person. He states that at the same time, this type of friendship involves doing anything to please your companion. St. Augustine explains that this kind of friendship may drive one away from God, which may be devastating for the person's development. Augustine warns that in adolescence, friendship is self-centered and harmful. He explains that in the young adult, friendship evolves based on love and understanding. He states that common concerns and values drive two individuals to the ability to express what they really feel and care about, instead of pleasing each other. St. Augustine explains that friendship based on love gives freedom. He writes that instead of being interested in one aspect of a person, true friendship provides fuel to melt our souls together through many activities and beliefs that are shared. At this stage, a friend is appreciated for what he or she really is. St. Augustine affirms that even though the earthly meaning of true friendship is appealing, the understanding of the concept changes if a person finds God. When a person has a relationship with God, true friendship means going together to look for God. He considers all Christians to be friends and brothers and sisters in Christ, who is the only true friend. He concludes that in adulthood, friendship is a spiritual matter and is connected with God. While Aristotle considers friendship as an essential part of a good life, St. Augustine sees it as a facilitator to find God. He understands Jesus' offer to his disciples to be his friends, and understands that loving one another as Christ loved us can affirm our status as friends of Christ. As friends of Jesus, he has revealed to us everything he has heard from his Father. Jesus shares the love of the Father with us. He invites us to share that love with one another. By this, the world will know that we are his disciples. The hymn writer affirms, "They will know we are Christians by our love." Jesus goes further and points to a fundamental truth. He says, "You did not choose me, but I chose you, and I appointed you to go and bear fruit. Fruit that will last." Verse 16. Jesus has chosen us, even from our mother's womb, to be his friends. That is an invitation we cannot, must not refuse. For there is no greater status than to be a friend of the one who is the way, the truth, and the life. As we affirm that we are friends of Jesus, we are indeed friends to each other. For his commandment is that you love one another as I have loved you. As a true friend, Jesus presents us with the gift of the Holy Spirit. Our lesson from Acts chapter 10, verses 44 to 48, reminds us that Jesus' offer of friendship is for all, Jews and Gentiles alike. For Gentiles, in the Acts of the Apostles, received Jesus' gift of the Holy Spirit. The hymn writer Joseph Shevin reminds us what a friend we have in Jesus, all our sins and grief to bear. Jesus is our true friend, and he calls us to be friends to one another. He commands us, "Love one another as I have loved you." Amen. Let us pray. Sing to the Lord a new song, for he has done marvelous things. God of love, your Spirit extends beyond all boundaries to encompass the whole world. Unite all who share your name as members of the same family of faith. May your church be one as you are one. Sing to the Lord a new song, for he has done marvelous things. God of love, your Spirit breaks restrictions of nationality, race, and language. Unite all people as members of the same human family. Strengthen all who foster and seek peace. Sing to the Lord a new song, for he has done marvelous things. God of love, your Spirit calls us together as friends and neighbors. Give us concern for the needs of all in our community. Expand our compassion beyond personal networks and affiliations. Sing to the Lord a new song, for he has done marvelous things. God of love, your spirit draws us to abide in your love. Hold in your embrace all who are ill or at the limits of their endurance. Complete within us all your joy. Sing to the Lord a new song, for he has done marvelous things. God of love, your spirit breathes life into your creation. In your Son, give new life to all who have died. Bring us through the waters of death to life eternal. Sing to the Lord a new song, for he has done marvelous things. As our Savior Christ had commanded and taught us, we are bold to say, Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name, your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. Save us from the time of trial, and deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen. And may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, and the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all, now and forever. Amen. We have the hymn, Beloved, Let Us Love, CPWI 298. Let us pray. Teach us, good Lord, to serve you as you deserve, to give and not to conquer the cost, to fight and not to heed the wounds, to toil and not to seek for rest, to labor and not to ask for any reward save that of knowing we do your will. And in that service, O God, we pray that you will continue to make us instruments of your peace. Where there is hatred, let us so love. Where there is injury, pardon. Where there is doubt, faith. Where there is despair, hope. Where there is darkness, light. And where there is sadness, joy. O Divine Master, grant that we may not so much seek to be consoled as to console, to be understood as to understand, to be loved as to love. For it is in giving that we receive, it is in pardoning that we are pardoned, and it is in dying that we are born to eternal life, through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. And may Almighty God, who has redeemed us and made us his children through the resurrection of his Son, our Lord, bestow upon you the riches of his blessing. May God, who through the water of baptism has raised us from sin into newness of life, make you holy and worthy to be united with Christ forever. May God, who has brought us out of bondage to sin into true and lasting freedom in the Redeemer, bring you to your eternal inheritance. And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be upon you and remain with you forever. Amen. And we pray that you will have a productive, rewarding, and spirit-filled week, and that you will continue to be safe. We end with the hymn, What a Friend We Have in Jesus, CPWI 491. Thank you.